This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi everyone, Delphina Correa here again from Be Made Whole and the John Maxwell team. It's so good to be with you today. We are finishing up our series, Leading Through Crisis. And I'd like to just start off with a quote by John Maxwell, who is the author of this series, Leading Through Crisis. You know, before I say what the quote, I want to just mention something. When we have had difficult times, we often find that, you know, nobody likes them. Everyone has them. Nobody likes them. But if we will look at a crisis with the right perspective, as we've been talking about in the series, you will find that the biggest lessons that you learn that make you grow are normally learned in tough times, in the valleys. The mountaintops are when we have a rest between the valleys. That's where we enjoy our victory. But when we learn, it's in the valley. And John Maxwell said this about lessons that he's learned in difficult times. He said, "My best lessons were birthed in bad times. I learned people skills by dealing with difficult people. I learned to listen when a good friend told me I didn't. I learned leadership when I realized that others weren't following me. I learned about forgiveness when I needed someone to forgive me. I learned to ask questions when I ran out of answers. I learned not to take myself seriously when I understood that no one else did." I agree with that one. He continued to say, "I learned to take care of myself after my heart attack. There was a tough time that nearly took him out, but he got through." And so tough times can be learning places if we will have the right perspective of them. Throughout the series, I've spoken of perspectives you got to have of a crisis and perspectives as a leader of your team. I've also spoken about things that you can do, decisions, and how to make decisions in a crisis. And if you want to get those recordings, at the end of the segment, I will give you information where you can find all those recordings. But today we're at the end of the series, and I want to give you power nuggets for times of adversity, uncertainty, and crisis. The first power nugget says, "Uncertainty and adversity wake us up out of automatic, out of our comfort zone, and they move us into our creative zone. Although we love automatic, we're not maximizing anything. We got to move from automatic to intentional in our thoughts, but not only our thoughts, our actions too. And that is only if we want to excel in tough times, there must be intentional thought and intentional actions. You see, if we don't be intentional, we're staying in the comfort zone and we're not going to get into the creative zone. We want to get into that creative zone because it's there where we find the answers. The next power nugget says that uncertainty provides us with leadership opportunities. During a crisis, most people want to be led. They're looking for someone to follow. And it's a great time to lead. In a crisis, people want security, authenticity, guidance, understanding, care, help, hope, answers, consistency, involvement, visual assurance. They want a whole bunch of stuff. And they go looking for that. And leaders have the wonderful privilege of giving that to them. Visual assurance is a big thing that a team needs to see in their leader. It's not only a privilege that you have, but it's a responsibility as a leader to give that to your people as far as you can. Power nugget. We are surrounded by visual problems with hidden opportunities. You've got to believe that there's always an answer. But the thing is, it's hidden. The problems are out there and obvious. You don't have to look for them, but the opportunities are hidden and you need to look for them to find them. If you don't believe that there are opportunities, you won't even know to look. You won't even begin looking for them, and that means you're not going to find them. But if you believe they are there and you search for them until you find them, you will find them. Power nugget. If I prepare well today, I won't have to repair tomorrow. I want to talk a bit about preparing and repairing. When you're preparing, you're looking ahead. You're getting ready for something that's coming up. You're looking in a forward direction. You are looking in the direction that you want to move. But when you're repairing, you're looking backwards. You've got to fix something that already happened. You've got to look back. Someone once said, you can't safely drive forward if you keep looking in the rearview mirror. And as it is in life, there are times we have to repair. But we want to spend as little as possible time having to repair. And therefore, we must spend more time preparing. The better we prepare, the less we'll have to repair. At least preparing, you're moving in the right direction. You're facing the direction of progress and moving forward. Power nugget. Ask yourself this question. Did I build in the crisis or did I get buried in the crisis? Now, we're 2 years into this whole COVID crisis and maybe you feel like you were buried. It's not too late. You can still come out of that hole if that is you, and you can begin building today. It's never too late. Like I've said before, are you breathing? Of course you are. If you're breathing, it's not too late. You can make the change. Begin to get up out of the hole that you find yourself in. You can get out. Power nugget. Crisis reintroduces us to humility. You know, when things are going well and we're solving problems and little problems, it is not a crisis, the average, you know, solving all the normal day-to-day issues of leadership, we get good. You know, they say, like Gary Player said, the more I practice, the better, the luckier I get. You know, the more you practice, the better you get is really what it is. And as we are going through everyday life, this process of getting better and better, we become self-reliant. And humility slowly ebbs out. We begin to feel like, you know, we just know everything. We already have all the answers. But then the crisis hits and we don't have all the answers. We need to get help now. Suddenly we become, hopefully, more teachable, more relatable, more civil, more approachable, more selfless. I remember when COVID first hit, those first 3 weeks when we could only go out between 6 and 9 in the morning or something like that, I would go out for a run and I'd see people walking, families, whole families walking together, talking, having conversations with their kids and their dogs, and everyone you went past greeted you. We were greeting each other, being friendly, being civil, relatable. And it's amazing what that did to the atmosphere in the communities. So crisis will reintroduce us to humility. It will make us realize that we need each other because we actually do. Now, speaking of humility, humility doesn't mean that you think less of ourselves. It just means that we think of ourselves less, like less often. We don't spend all day thinking of ourselves. But in fact, humility, when I value myself, I'm more humble because I realize I've got something to give and I want to give that to others. I want to add that value to others. So to be humble, you've got to see the value that you do have. So you don't think less of yourself. You just don't spend all the day gloating on all the value that you know that you have. Power nugget. Success is what I've done for myself. Significance is what I've done for others. We often use those words interchangeably, but there is quite a key difference between them. And success is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. You've got to do something for yourself before you can do something for others, actually. You start by yourself. But if we end there, that's the problem. So success is on the way to significance. We need to go past that and move on to the place where we are adding the value that we added previously to just to ourselves. We begin adding that to others. So we move from success to significance. I'd say significance is the upper end of success. It's the higher level of success. Power nugget. The driving force behind a creative person is this. There is always an answer. You know, often we think of creativity and we think of being artistic, you know, drawing a picture. But that's not necessarily the case. That is being artistic. But to be creative, you can be creative in problem solving. I'm creative with numbers. I can't draw a picture, but I can work with numbers. And when it comes to problems, I'm good at thinking of solutions. That's my creativity. So creativity, it's not just drawing a picture or painting a picture or making something, you know, knitting or woodwork. It's not just that. It's knowing that there's always an answer. That artist sees that flower and that artist knows, I can copy that flower on this piece of paper. That's the answer that the artist sees. When there's a problem solver says, that problem has a solution. That's the answer. Can you see? So anybody can be creative. I believe we've all got creativity of some sort. But always believe, the key is to always believe that there is an answer. Power nugget. In good times, we think out of the box. If you're a good leader, you think out of the box. But when there's a crisis, you blow up the box. You don't even have a box. Now you can't go back there ever again because the box is gone. You'll change some things and you'll never go back to the old way you did it. I can't tell you how many times this has happened to me. Difficult times, times that I did not like. But it pushed me into a place where I had to change the way I did certain things. And you know what? I discovered a better way. That is the glorious thing about getting out of your comfort zone. It's when you find a better way. Because later on, times get good, but you never go back to the old way. You've grown. You've become better. And you stay with that new way that you found, but you wouldn't have found it if you didn't have to go through that crisis. So practice thinking out the box. Because one day when the box is not there, it won't feel so odd when there's no box. Power nugget. Crisis tests your teaching. You'll find out if there's a difference between what you say and how you live. In other words, when I say what I'm speaking of what I'm saying, I'm talking about what my theology is, my belief system, what I believe and how I live. Will my teachings also work in a crisis like they work in good times? Or do I just throw them out the door? You know, when times are good, I've got, you know, I value people, but when there's a crisis, then each man to himself, you know, that's not strong values. So will my teaching stand? Will I still value the people in the crisis? Will I still have those character, strong character values in a crisis? Or do I drop them? Uncertainty also tests my words. And we get moral authority when our words line up with our actions. They come together, especially in a crisis. People will say things like, I heard him in the good times and I watched him in the bad times, and they are congruent. He is who he says he is. So what I believe, what I say, and my actions need to be consistent throughout life, actually. People of character have that consistent. But when there's a crisis, that's when it all gets tested. Am I still going to keep that all together? What I believe, do I really believe it that strong? Do I really stand by what I say? Do my actions support what I believe and what I say? These are not times for us to point finger at other people. It's times for us to look inside and ask ourselves that question. Power nugget. You can't make people believe in you. You can't legislate loyalty. You can't, you know, let's say I've just become the leader of the team and I say, okay, everybody, you must believe in me or else you get disciplined, you know, disciplinary hearing. You can't do that. It's got to be earned. As leaders, every day we're either earning that respect, and that respect compounds if we continue that way, or we're slowly chipping away at the trust factor. And it's only a matter of time. When we chip away at that trust, it's only a matter of time and our people stop following us. We can't demand respect from people. We earn it. We can't actually demand anything from anybody, can we? But I believe if you lead people well and you treat them right, you will earn that respect. And one day when you need it, guess what? You'll have it. It'll be right there where it needs to be. Sometimes we try to position ourselves for acceptance instead of positioning ourselves for growth. I believe if you get better, everyone will recognize it. You won't have to draw attention to the fact that you've grown. And you know what? If you don't get better, people will realize that too. So I need to get better. I need to grow through everything. As I grow and I strengthen my values and my character, it will become evident. And that's how people are drawn towards us when we want to help people and add value to people. They see that. Because your life shrinks or expands in proportion to your courage. I want to encourage you today. Let your life expand. And I'm going to wrap up the series now with bringing it all literally and symbolically or figuratively home with this statement. True leadership starts in the home. Wherever you are leading, whether you're at home or at work, we have the opportunity to create a better world for the generations after us. So many people go out there into the marketplace and they lead not just small teams, but corporations. But they bypass their home. They bypass the family. And you know something? That's a big mistake. We forget that the home is the foundation. The marketplace is the walls. And if you don't have a good foundation, the walls will come down in the first crisis or of any reasonable size crisis. And you know something, if you take these principles and you apply them at home first, then when you go out into the marketplace, you are going to be a better leader than you would be if you bypassed the foundation. It all begins at home. And that's my encouragement for you today. All these principles in this series can safely, successfully, and very impactfully be applied at home with your family, with your kids, with your spouse, and with that little team that you have at home. That you can grow the foundation and strengthen your foundation so that when you do go out into the marketplace or into the shop or anywhere, into the store, that you have a solid foundation. And that you will lead on a much higher level than you would if you didn't have that foundation. This is Delphina Correa ending off with the series, Leading Through Crisis. If you want to know more about what I do, you're welcome to visit my website, bemadewhole.co.za. You'll find all my courses there on personal development and leadership, my own course, as well as many John Maxwell team courses. I am a certified John Maxwell trainer. And if you're interested in becoming a certified coach or teacher in leadership or personal development, you're welcome to contact me. I will connect you to the right people who will give you any help that you need. And also they will give you a good deal on your certification. Also on the website, you'll find a shop there with all my ebooks available as downloads. I have a few available as hard copies, and those are currently for sale at selected Bright's hardware stores. And you'll get all that information on the website. If you are a client at Bright's or you live near a Bright's, you're welcome to pop in there and pick up a book, one of my hard copies. But if you're not near a Bright's, very soon we will have the online store running and all my books will be available as hard copies and I will be able to have them delivered to your door anywhere in South Africa. Also on the website, there's the blog with the teachings, videos and podcasts. All the recordings of all these radio series that I'm doing are available there. There's also the social media links. So if you want to stay in touch with what's going on, you can follow me on those. And lastly, community transformation. And there you will see the reason why I do what I do. And you will see the difference that Be Made Whole is making in a community in South Africa as well as in Africa. Thank you so much for being with me through this series. And I hope that you will be with me again as we continue after this with the next series on how you can become better on the inside than what you are on the outside, and how you can also become a better leader anywhere where you are. Thank you very much.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.